Enoch Emery knew when he woke up that today the person he could show the new Jesus to was going to come. He knew by his blood. He had wise blood, like his daddy. Enoch's brain was divided into two parts. The part in communication with his blood did the figuring, but it never said anything in words. Enoch Emery knew now that his life would never be the same again. Because the thing that was going to happen to him started to happen. When he'd got back to his room, he had taken the new Jesus out of the sack and, hardly daring to look at him, had laid him in the gilded cabinet. Then he had sat down on the edge of his bed to wait. He knew something.